Not blinking. Okay. Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Glad I made it. Glad you made it. We have all sorts of flight drama today. Jeff Smith's flight was canceled last night, so he's going to fly in this afternoon, this morning later. Eric had the screaming child from hell in the front, in the seat ahead of him flight. You lost your wallet on the plane.
No.
Penny lost her phone on the plane. I had a little turbulence on the way in. Not too bad. Bob is afraid to fly, so that was fun. Anybody else, any drama? Or
no, we almost crashed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Australia, 28 hours. Germany,
nine hours.
Yeah, no big deal. 9 hours. Not a big deal. Let's see. Iowa, and they don't fly out of there, so you have to walk to, like, the nearest big city and fly out of there. Flap your wings really hard. I need to borrow somebody. Who has decent handwriting I can borrow in a minute? Shake his hand. Couldn't shake his head any faster, but we may recruit Allison. But give me just a minute to, you know, there's a few things we definitely want to talk about right away this morning. We really want to have an opportunity for everybody to meet everyone, right? There's all sorts of my count, my now revised conservative account was in this room we have 14 million dollar operations and bigger, right? So great room of people to be in today, right? We have people with 12 locations, you know, one location and over a million, those types of things. So lots of multi-operators, you know, big schools, small profitable schools. There's a lot of different models, right? And, you know kind of my definition of prime, right, is I like highly efficient, 2,500 square feet, $500,000 your location, 250 to the bottom line, 300 to the bottom line, something like that, right? So that's my prime, right? Because I know I can scale that. Right, our objective was to scale locations all over the world, and that I know we can scale. I don't know if I can scale 750 students in a standalone building in, like, you know, New Jersey or something like that. I don't know if I can scale that, right? But so, you know, just so you kind of know where I'm coming from. But we have eclectic styles from, you know, Chinese soft styles to, I don't see Fred yet, but to, like, Fred, right? And then, you know, from Krav Maga, adult only, downtown Washington, D.C., to, you know, middle of nowhere. It's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there in Iowa, right? So, you know, we're all over the ice, which is really an interesting couple of days for us, right? So, I'm sorry. I thought you were trying to get me. So just a couple things real quick. One of my favorite quotes from Ray Kroc is, when you're green, you're growing, and when you're ripe, you're rotting, right? And that's why we're all here. You know, the great thing about this type of a group is none of us is as smart as all of us, right? And, I mean, Mr. Albert's pretty smart, but still, you know? None of us is as smart as all of us. And this is, like, my favorite environment to exist in, you know, being surrounded by high performers and people that, you know, are really serious about growing their business and serious about maintaining successful businesses regardless of, you know, surrounding circumstances. So if you do have a cell phone, you know, just pop that on mute. It'd be useful. And, you know, we have the $100 to the Toby Milroy and Bob Dunn, you know, dinner fund if your cell phone goes off during the deal. Yes. Is it really? Yikes. Maybe we should have thought about auxiliary sound. My voice fried from last night. I'll do my best. We'll move you guys up after the dinner break. So, one thing I think to get us started off on the right foot is, I think Brian Tracy's quote. I've had the pleasure and honor, and I've been the beneficiary of it in three different industries. And I wanted to share a little bit of that experience with you this morning. And then we really want to take some time to meet everybody and, you know, kind of see who's who in the zoo and what your particular objectives are and what it is that we're trying to accomplish over the weekend, right? So I truly believe in Brian Tracy's assertion that if you want to be successful in anything, you go find the people who are successful in that thing, do what they do, and you'll get the results they got, right? So I've been fortunate in my life in three different, completely different niches to have been able to do that. And I come from a really small town in the middle of Iowa. It's, like I said, it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there, right? And I grew up in the family business. My mother was very entrepreneurial and self-employed anyway, right? And she started a little restaurant and tavern, and it then expanded to two locations and then to three locations, and now she's back down to one, and she considers that retirement. But if you know anything about the food and beverage industry, that is not true. So that was kind of like my upbringing was in that environment, was in the environment of, look, man, you got to hustle, you know? If you work hard, you make money. If you don't, you don't, right? And as it's a pretty direct correlation there. You know, there isn't a lot of mystery involved in that, you know? So that was kind of where I came from. And I started my first business when I was 15 years old. And I had to solve a problem. My mother refused to buy me a car when I got my driver's license, right? And she decided to teach me a lesson. And it happened to be the exact same lesson that Robert Kiyosaki teaches in Rich Dad Poor Dad. If you guys have, you guys have all read that, right? And the lesson that Kiyosaki's rich dad taught him was, well, his poor dad would always say things like, we can't afford it, and we can't do this because we can't afford it. But his rich dad forbade him ever to say, you can't afford it. Instead, he forced him to ask the question, how can I afford it, right? So that was her lesson to me, I guess, in less words. But so I had to figure out how to make enough money to buy a car. So I started a little trade publication, a magazine, right, a newspaper, basically. And we printed it on a web press. I mean, I don't even think they have web presses anymore, right? But, you know, that was my solution. So I went around to all the local business owners, and you don't need to hear the whole story, but I created a successful business. I made more money in high school than my high school principal made, right? So it's really kind of crazy when, you know, you're making $7,000 or $8,000 or $9,000 a month as a 16-year-old, you know, and, like, the guy running your high school makes, like, $4,000, you know? And it really kind of brings some perspective into play. So anyway, I sold that business. I ended up selling that business for just a tick over seven figures when I was 18 and a half years old. And I went on to a different industry. And the reason I was able to accomplish those things was because I found people in the magazine and newspaper publishing industry who were successful, and I went and did what they did, right? So then I made the transition from, like, the food and beverage and the kind of the paper, the advertising industry, into casinos. And I know it's a weird transition, but that's what happened. And I moved to Florida, and I was on the management and expansion team, where we opened 12 locations in just under 24 months. $150 million a year business, $40 million a year marketing budget. I had 600 employees, 300 that directly reported to me. And I was kind of like the grand opening specialist. I would go into a city or into an area, and we would negotiate some merch land leases, get the ships ready, get them outfitted, hire staff, train people, right? So we were scaling. So the only way I was able to do that at 22 years of age, 21 and 22 years of age, was I literally went and, like, found Steve Wynn. You guys know who he is? Mm-hmm. You know Steve, right? Phenomenal, right? He built, you know, he revitalized downtown, but, you know, the Mirage and, you know, that whole thing was his deal. Now he runs just the Wynn. He sold everything else, built the Wynn, and now Macau is the big winner for him. But anyway, I found his management team, and I went and studied with this guy named Izzy Falcone, who was his chief of operations for 35 years, you know? And I just learned everything I possibly could about that industry. So anyway, I was sort of the beneficiary of that concept. I just found the people who knew how to do it and, like, you know, hung out with them, you know? Tried to find out what they knew and learn as much as I could. And that's the only way to compress the learning curve, right? Otherwise, you have to go make all the mistakes yourself, and it's just painful, and it's time-consuming, and it takes forever, and you never get anywhere, right? It's just very difficult. So then, the whole time I had been studying martial arts and teaching in my spare time, and, you know, I loved it. It was a hobby and all that, and I decided that, you know, it's a weird story, and we don't have a lot of time for it, but this is the honest-to-God truth. I was driving in my $109,000 sports car home one night at 26, right? Something like that. And I thought to myself, you know, I could be in this business for a long time, make a lot of money, but really never contribute anything to society, right? I mean, literally just extract from the world, not contribute to the world, right? And it was really an inflection point for me, and there was some opportunity and some skill set, so I decided to open martial arts schools. You know, go figure, right? And we ended up expanding to 3 locations in a pretty tight geographic area, 1,100 students or so, and they were just kind of sliding along laterally, you know, $10,000-$15,000 a month, something like that. We thought we were doing great, right? And then I found the group of people who were doing what I wanted to do, and sat in the room kind of like this with them, and, you know, Bill Clark and Stephen Oliver and Jeff Smith, and, you know, I think between Stephen and Jeff, they've enrolled more kids than anybody in the industry, you know? I mean, it's, you know, pretty ridiculous, but so then, you know, then each individual location, we grew them to, you know, $500,000, $600,000, $750,000 a unit or so. And it was a completely different world. You know what I mean? It was compressing that learning curve again. Exactly the same pattern, right? And I think that's why we're all here. I mean, really, really, again, none of us is as smart as all of us. So why should, you know, I have to make the same mistake he's made 10 times. Why not I just, you know, listen to what he did and don't do that, right? So that's kind of the deal. And when you kind of combine that with what Master Oliver's kind of forced us to do in the last, let's say, 6 or 7 or maybe 8 years, we've gone out and studied other industries that parallel our industry, okay? So if you look at the bottom row of people that we've worked with and are working with, projector's a little off there, but that's okay. All the guys in the bottom row don't have anything to do with martial arts, right? But what Master Oliver has done that I think is unique in our industry is we've gone out to other niches that parallel the business model, the operating principles of a martial arts school. Chiropractic clinics, dance, cheer, gymnastics, swimming, auto repair shops, cosmetic surgery studios. Businesses that operate basically the same. And when I say basically, I mean long-term customer relationship, relatively high customer value over time, right? Upscale, middle, upper class clientele, right? You know, parallel business model. Not the same deliverable, certainly. Product isn't the same. But the customer is very much the same, right? And then the structure of how the business works is very much the same. So we've really done a lot of work, and that's probably, you know, tons, and forced me into that environment. So, you know, we've studied with probably the top, I don't know, 55 or 60 business niches that parallel what we're doing, right? And then when you add, like, you know, Yannick and Derek Gell and Frank, you guys know those guys, Frank Kern, this guy? You know Frank? Okay, these three guys, Derek, Frank, and Yannick, are the three, the most successful internet entrepreneurs really on the planet. Frank now actually does, he's $1 million per job, but he's the one who's doing all of Tony Robbins' online marketing, and he's doing a bunch of work with the Republican Party right now. So he's, you know, handling a lot of Mitt Romney stuff, although they really have to tamp him down, right? They won't do what he wants them to do, but they should. So anyway, the other piece of this, I think, is that at NAPMA, every day, and now obviously I'm the chief operating officer for NAPMA, again, I haven't met many of you, but you know, what we do on a day-to-day basis is watch everything that's happening in the industry. There's actually a seat right here for them. If you need one, there's one right here. Sure. And you can actually hear, maybe. You know, I blew my voice out last night somehow, and I don't know, talking over the music or something. But at NAPMA, we basically are watching everything that's happening in the industry. Statistically, we have some constraints because they're private businesses, right? But, you know, we know exactly how many schools are opening and closing and, you know, the products and services that are moving through the industry. And we really see the good, the bad, and the ugly. And unfortunately, there's an awful lot of bad and an awful lot of ugly, right? There's a little bit of good, too, but it's very useful to kind of have a clearinghouse, right? You know, again, why have to replicate the same mistakes that I've made over and over and over again? Why not just, like, cut to the chase, you know? So, and I think that that's my last thing. So that's basically kind of where we're starting from, okay? So I hope it's useful. If we haven't had a chance to meet, I hope that's a little bit of background on what I've been up to and what I might be able to contribute over the weekend. Really, our objective for the weekend is to try to facilitate your objectives, mostly when it comes to attracting enough new students and then acquiring a high enough student value, right? There's all sorts of other operating components in a martial arts school, and, you know, we'll talk through a bunch of that, but the real objectives are how do we, you know, improve the front end of the business. The back end is for another day, right? But, you know, from a marketing standpoint, from a new customer acquisition standpoint, customer relationship building standpoint at the beginning, that's kind of what we're working on the weekend, okay? So what we really like to do is you know, in 45 minutes, I know it's difficult, but let's pass the mic around. Do I have the stick yet? And just, if you can just tell us a little bit about you and your school and, you know, face the crowd so everybody can get a chance to meet you. I think one of the most powerful and important factors in any opportunity like this is, you know, certainly I'm going to bring a lot of things to the table, hopefully that are new for you, hopefully that are very useful and valuable for you. Master Oliver is obviously going to do the same. Master Smith will do the same. But the lobby opportunity, I was telling Bob the story, and Master Oliver, I'm sure you remember the story, but I don't know how many years ago, boot camps, in that lobby out there, you know, a couch, two chairs, and a thing, it was me, Master Smith, Master Oliver, Lloyd Irvin, and Frank Brown from like midnight to 5 or 6 a.m. wrote Lloyd's complete curriculum, the marketing plan for my schools, and none of it had to do with what we did in the sessions, right? So, I mean, you know, leverage and take advantage of the mastermind opportunity time, right?
That's where you got your nickname.
That's where I got my nickname.
Share with them.
You can share later. But well, I mean, figure it out. 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, there's a certain amount of caffeine involved, and you know, it is what it is. But anyway, take advantage of that, right? I mean, you know, don't have lunch with the people you came with. Have lunch with somebody else, you know? And everybody's, like, pretty nice people. There's, like, two assholes in here. I don't know who they are. You get to figure out which ones they are. But, you know, everybody's okay, you know? Everybody's all right. So, but I do need to scribe. Allison, can you write for us? And yeah, that'd be great. If you could come up and write. And just, you know, just like... Just what your name is, and speak into the microphone, what your name is, where your schools are, what they kind of look like, and what your objectives are, and then we'll just as quickly as we can just kind of go down the row. But if you can, Bob, I've already done it.
Oh.
I've already done it. Yeah, whatever you do. Yeah, just their name, and, you know, vital details.
Really?
Where they're at. And,
that's right.
All right, well.
Yeah, you're going to have to talk loud. That's for the camera, not them.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Like that. Yeah, you got it.
All right, good. I'm Zach Miller. This is my father, Paul Miller. We own a school. We own three schools in Pennsylvania. It's actually a childcare / martial arts school. Doing how much? What's our
four?
What?
4 million.
About 4 million this year. So we're just. I want to know where Jackson.
Well, what is it that, what path are you on? What is it you're trying to accomplish?
Our biggest thing that we're trying to accomplish is just bringing in, you know, way more people, just, you know, trying to get the word out there. We're not getting in as many people as we would like, so we're trying to boost up that and trying to figure out what everyone else is doing so that we can do the same thing to just drive traffic into our school and build leads.
Yeah, they've got nice, you know, kind of standalone locations, and there are no other operational constraints. They could put another probably 200 students in each location, be no problem. You know what I mean? So, you know, happy troubles, right? But that, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to get people.
It's a different problem, that's all. Yeah, yeah. We've solved all the other stuff, now it's yeah. Okay, good. So give me a hand, guys. We're going to give Paul and Zach a lift. And these guys have the record for the longest flight so far.
That's right. Hi, everybody. Jonathan Hurrigan. I'm from Mile High Karate in Australia. We've got the first... International franchise in Australia. Our objectives are to systemize our marketing and our staff development so that we can have a model that we can reproduce right throughout the country with as many locations as we can handle. So, yeah, that's a little bit about us.
Very good. All right, very good. And let's just go right down to the
It works.
It's for us, not for the. There's no.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Al Ciccarelli with. Got the hookers.
You're fine. Now you're fine.
Al Ciccarelli with Krav Maga DC. We're obviously in Washington DC. We have a Krav Maga, which is a self-defense training center, and we have a kickboxing program. Our goals really are to improve the number of our students, and more importantly, to improve the value of our students. We feel we're just not getting enough, as Steve says, leaving too much money on the table. So we're going to work to develop that in the coming year.
Yeah, they're so you guys are downtown DC, Chinatown, one like a half of a building away from a metro station, 23,000 a month net rent, 6,000 square feet,
4,000
square feet, but prime spot, right? I mean, like. If you stand and watch the metro station, this is what I did when I drove down there that day, is I just sat in front of the metro station and watched the people getting off, and I'm like, ugh, you know, like, beautiful, you know, perfect place to be. Perfect place to be.
So I'm the director of Krav Maga DC, and also I have a karate school in Northwest Washington and a full contact self-defense program, and I want to really work most especially on the karate school and the Krav Maga, driving people in, upgrading what they get, upgrading them once they get in. And I want to find out here how Paul Miller does it to get the e-card, which he started with 15% conversion to people that joined, up to 75%. That's my first goal. My second goal is to find out more about what Jeff Smith is doing. He gets people from their very first class, the way that he works with them to get them more committed. And also, it's easier and they can do it sooner to upgrade them. So those are my goals for being here.
Yeah, they're by the way, Carol. The just for everybody's framing, if you're kind of new-ish to this group, there's a certain vocabulary and language that we all, you know, kind of use as common. But Jeff, don't let me misstate this, but his conversion rate from orientation, which is 400 down, 197 a month, to 359 a month to leadership, 1,500 down, in 12 lessons, he's a little over 80%, right? 87%. Okay, so he's a lot over 80%. It was 81 last time I saw it, right? So in 12 lessons, he's moving him to 1,500 down, 359 a month. And that's really the model that we're using in Maha Karate. What he's done is what Master Oliver's been really kind of, you know, yelling at everybody forever to do, is you don't just enroll them and throw them over the fence to the instructor. It's first intro, second intro, enroll, third intro, fourth intro, fifth intro, progress check, seventh intro, eighth intro, ninth intro, test close, tenth intro, upgrade. You know what I mean? So it's not like they're just, anyway, you get the idea. But it's a worthy objective. Right. Good. And who's next? You guys are. Oh, sure.
Together.
Well, we're from the same school. That's
yeah,
fine.
We
are time constrained. So.
Fiona Forsey, and I work for Sensei Middleton, and I'm just here to work on the marketing. So I hope to meet all of you.
And number next, we got to go quick, guys.
My name is John Baruch. I work crew training, crew martial arts, representing Master Asian Ramirez. We just recently moved to about 7,000 square foot facility after being in the same location for the last 30 years. So. My goal is to actually get more drive, more footwork into the school, because we have a pretty good changeover. Basically, we get close people that come in. We just got to get them in the door. So that's my goal here.
Yeah, and they're doing kind of it's a Muay Thai, you know,
curriculum,
and they figured out really how to make it work. I mean, you know, a lot of guys in that part of the niche, it's more of a health club fitness model, right? But this is a real traditional program. It's pretty sophisticated, so it's pretty interesting for everybody. Eric?
Yeah, my name is Eric Sparge. I run a Chinese martial arts school in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I've been with NAPMA for quite a while. And my goal is really to just keep improving the quality of the school for my students. And I also bought some land. I'm hoping to build a retreat center. So looking to make some extra money in the next year or two to finance that.
Fantastic.
Good morning, guys. Hi, I'm Crystal Nurse, and I'm from Manhattan. And I own and operate a Muay Thai facility with my husband. We're close to hitting $1 million this year.
Could you talk a little bit louder? That's
for us, not them. Yeah, that's for us.
So we're close to hitting $1 million this year. But I think what makes it so unique is that we have been doing nothing right. So I came here to learn from everybody else. And I could see how much we have on the table just from talking to Carol and, you know, listening to a lot of other people. So, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, they have the problem we wish we all had, which is there's like, I don't know, 3 or 4 like million people that live within walking distance, you know. So you know, it's crazy. Like, literally, you're on what street? What is it?
Broadway
and 58th or something like that, right?
No, downtown Reed.
Oh, yeah, that was the other school. That was the one we couldn't find. We walked by it like 4 times and didn't know where it was.
The ones that are underneath the Starbucks.
Yeah, they're down in... Yeah. They're in like the basement.
Yeah,
but, you know.
All down the fire escape.
Exactly. Okay, good. Just quick outline. Where are you guys from?
Hi, my name is David Schmidt. This is my son, Ron Schmidt. We're from that place where you can't see the world in Iowa.
You can see it from there.
Yeah, you can see it. But... I started in martial arts back at my first school in 1970. I actually went full-time in 1973. And our objective this week, I think, is to improve our marketing programs and primarily become white belts and learn as much as we can.
Very good.
Hi, it's Dave Moss. I own Action Martial Arts in Ashburn, Virginia. And for like 15 years before I opened my school, I ran Charlie Lee Karate, and we did no marketing because we were literally right outside of Chuck E. Cheese. So every day, all the kids walked in. So my marketing skills are like nothing. So that's really my goal for this weekend.
Good. All right, Dave.
Hello, my name is Brandon Hayes.
Hastings. I am from California. I am a Westside martial arts instructor in California. Well, I started at MOS to find out that I don't do anything right either. I've made lots of changes since I opened the school. Got a ton of help, and now I'm here because, well, I don't have any marketing skills either, so I'm here to get some. We have been successful with my school with some grassroots marketing. We've done a lot of events and booths and those type of things. Even coming here with Netma and some other people, I've learned even better ways to convert those leads. So it's been great.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Michael Murray. I'm from Guelph, Ontario, in Canada.
You might be it. We had a team from Toronto that their flight imploded on Mister. They weren't able to make it. So
we're probably 45 minutes northwest of Toronto. We're 150,000 people in our city. It's a university town. Lots of people with money. And my objectives are to work on my marketing, learn how to convert them. Right now we make about 250,000 a year, and we're making enough money to keep our head above water. But I really want to learn how to surf. Convert them, get them in our leadership program.
And that's it. Yeah, lots of opportunity.
Hi, my name is Jeff Sale from King Tiger Martial Arts in Virginia Beach. Had a couple of schools, one in Chesapeake and one in Virginia Beach, and we suffered a loss, a split. And so now I'm trying to get back on my feet. And basically, it's about 250,000 to 300,000 a year, and I kind of like to make that go up. So that's why.
My name is Olga Bresser from Germany. I have two schools in Germany, and I want to have several more in the future, the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, and Oliver's really accomplished something pretty spectacular, and I don't know exactly the numbers, so you might have to correct me, but you know, the one school is kind of in a real small little burg, you know, like a little village, right? Like
the population is 3,700.
Yeah, 3,700. And village, think village, it's a village. Right? Like, you know, the church thing with the thing and the gingerbread. It's a village, right? No, I'm serious. I mean, it's a village, right? I'm not exaggerating, am I? I don't know. But it's beautiful. And the thing is, your next nearest competitor's pricing is like a third of yours, right? Something like that?
Much less.
Yeah. It is ridiculous. It's crazy. Like, you know, but, you know. So he's accomplished something pretty dramatic, and there's still a lot of opportunity there. So don't shortchange yourself on that.
Well, my name is Ronnie Moore from Kansas, actually, Kansas, and I have one school there, and we're trying to find as much information as we can about marketing. So that's what we're trying to do. How would our school grow?
Mark, my name is Buck with Revolution Martial Arts at the School of Venice, Florida. My school's only been open a year and a half, so I figure I better start right at the beginning and get in and see what all you guys are doing. So my goal is to learn everything.
Buck.
I am Ryan Blanchard from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I own two schools. One school is about 200 martial arts students and about 50 kickboxers. And my second location is about 60 martial arts students and about 5 kickboxers. And what I'm here to do is to learn how to market a little bit better, to make it more consistent. This summer really kicked me in the butt. It was the slowest summer I had in 3 years, and I'm here to learn some new stuff that I hadn't done before. I'm really looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, you got to kick your upgrade program in the ass too, but that's a whole other animal. But yeah.
My name is Fred DePalma. This is my wife Robin. We run we have 8 schools in Arizona and 1 in Iowa.
And where in Iowa?
At Ankeny.
Oh my God! You want to talk about a small town?
Ankeny's huge, man.
Well, how many people are in Ankeny?
I don't know the numbers, but they're doing
100
new homes a month for the past, like, 2 years.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not kidding. The guy that runs that school, he's been with me for years. He's been student about 25 years, and I was telling him, so the men are big and sheep run scared.
Yeah.
We have our schools in Arizona. We're just here for networking, meeting some new people, some talk to.
We're in Arizona, by the way. Just
we're outside of Phoenix.
Phoenix, Scottsdale,
Valley.
Or
yeah, we have a place in Scottsdale as well. Yeah, okay. That's the whole East Valley is where we're at.
Yeah, beautiful. I got stuck there one day on a flight that got canceled. And it's a cool area. It's a cool area, man. I mean, cool. It's a cool spot. You need a beach, you know, ocean. But
it is all beach.
Yeah, it's all beach. It's all beach.
No ocean. Well, my name is George Johnson. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. I own and operate 2 locations, and I have students operate 12 others in the Indianapolis area. And I followed Bill Clark's system for many, many years. It's been a while since they've done anything, so I'm kind of getting stale and just need new information and blood. So, you know, I've known Mr. Oliver for many years, so we're going to do the same thing.
What was your first name again for me?
Herb.
Oh, Herb Johnson. Yeah, Herb. Yeah, Herb, I'm sorry. You and Aaron, I've got to keep straight.
Hi, good morning. My name is Peter Johnson. I'm from San Francisco Bay Area, California. I'm here because we've created a really energetic program that's created a really powerful community. But I'm looking to expand the reach of that community probably by tenfold. I really just want to make a bigger impact in the community and just have a good time doing it. I just recently brought in a full-time staff member, his name's Amin. I'd like to see him not do what I did and live off of top ramen for 5 years. So that's kind of why I'm really invested in getting more marketing training and really getting the best out of myself above.
Yeah, and it was cool. It was cool up in and actually, Pete, if you can go this way for me for just 1 second. But at West Point, we were up at West Point, and the tour guide stopped the bus, and you know, we weren't ready to go or something, and grabbed Pete and. I don't know where I was at. I was in somewhere in between the two of them, and we went over and Pete's, what's her grandfather?
Yeah.
Great-grandfather.
Grandfather.
Your grandfather is the namesake of the sports stadium there. So he was a West Point grad in what?
21.
Yeah, 1921, right? So pretty cool. It was a pretty cool deal.
It's a cool story.
It's a cool story. It is a cool story. Anyway, sorry.
Sure. I'm Scott Maxuga. I'm from Austin, Texas. We've got schools in Abilene, Austin, and up in Detroit. The reason that we're here, I'm here with my whole team from Detroit, Abilene, and Austin. We just want to take the next level. We want to find out what we need to do to take the brand new schools that we have and move them forward and the existing schools that are semi-healthy and make them more healthy.
Absolutely. Detroit's a tough gig, you know, in the last couple of years, so, right?
Hi, my name is Casey LaValle. I'm here with my friends and with my partner, Craig Hayden. We're rebranding, we're rebuilding. And I'm here to
learn and grow. Yeah, well, we're really glad you guys made it, too. You know, everybody's just, you know, anything that we can do to be helpful, you know.
Hi, my name is Terry Lee.
Can't hear you.
I'm sorry?
Terry Lee.
Terry, last name's Lee. I have that school that no one wants. It's 10,000 square feet, 650 students. I never want a second location, or I don't have one. I belong to a great organization, my instructor is Master Andreas, so I get to network with great people, and I'm horrible at marketing.
Yeah, well, when you're at 650, referrals work really well, you know?
Yeah, I really am here to...
Which, by the way, you know, that's one of the biggest problems, like, I mean, not to name name, but Roland and a few other guys. You know, the big challenge is you can't go downstream statistically, right? Meaning you can't say, well, the right business model is... 2% of your market, 2% of your revenue to marketing because everything else should be referrals. Well, that works great when you're at 600. Doesn't work too good when you're at 60 or 160. You know what I mean? Then it's going to be a whole different, you know what I mean? But, you know, yeah, 650, well, you don't need anything but referrals, but yeah, we'll help fix that this weekend. So, right. Glad we made it.
Hi, I'm Debbie Thompson, and I own 3 schools in Maryland. They're running pretty well, and I'm pretty happy with the numbers. I personally would like to do some more marketing to bring just something new to the school, and then also figure out what to do with the money I'm making. I'm making money, I just don't know what to do with it afterwards. So.
Happy problem, yeah.
No, I
no, which, well, look. No.
We can all help.
But it really, there's a problem with that because you don't want the government to get it. You don't want, you know, there's lots of things you have to do. You have to learn how to take care of money.
Yeah, no, not so, not yeah. No, not, that's right. That's what you can do in the next couple months. But no, it's not a silly statement or question at all, frankly, because, you know, here's really the deal. And we actually had to make a little bit of an adjustment in the schedule, but part of what we're doing it with NATMA right now is we have this wealth management structure that we have in place. And it's a problem that you have. When you get the school to a certain level, these things can spin off so much cash, right? I mean, literally, if you think about, again, my prime, again, it's not everybody's prime, but if you think about 2,500 square feet, 300,000 to the bottom line, for a lot of people, that's more money than, you know, than they would see in any other career, right? And that, it brings up real challenges. People who have money and keep it, do so for a reason, right? People who are broke and stay broke for a reason, you know? And once you kind of accomplish, once you break that threshold, wealth management is not an easy thing it's not a silly statement at all, really. And everybody will be there at some stage. So it's now what do you do to leverage that and multiply it and, you know, build a legacy and all that. There's a lot to it. So it's not a silly statement at all. I think it's pretty bright.
Good morning. I'm Mark Panthilis from Maryland.
Can you talk a little bit louder?
I'm sorry.
That's not for us. That's not for
us. I work in another industry, construction, manufacturing, full-time, and I've always just sort of had a club environment for our martial arts group. So I was more interested in saying, all right, how do you jump from being a club and say, all right, let's have a full school, let's figure out how to generate leads, let's get people sign up. It's really, and I guess, a lot of the front end that a lot of the folks are already doing. How do we get 100 students? How do we get 200 students? How do we get 500 students?
Yeah.
And Master Halverson, come here today.
Yeah, well, that's right. Definitely this is the right couple of days. The unfortunately, the real answer is the one that you don't want to hear, and the answer is you do it. I mean, that's really it. I haven't seen anybody, and Master Oliver, you may have, but I haven't seen anybody in my experience so far that said, I'm part-time, I want to go to full-time, but I'm going to get to full-time by staying part-time. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep working the job because I need the income, so I'm only going to put part-time effort into the school, therefore it stays part-time and never becomes full-time. You know what I'm saying? But this is the right opportunity. Now, you go back and generate 150 new students. Who cares? You know, it's easy to fix. Good. Thanks, Mark. Glad you made it.
My name is Ernest Rothrock. I have five locations in Pennsylvania, and I want to be doing what he's doing. a year.
Well, it'd be a little more than that because they only have three, so it'd be more like six and a half. But
six and a half?
Yeah. Well, you would for five locations.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll do five and a half. So that's why I'm here. But really, I'm trying to step out of the business and I'm trying to develop staff. I don't have enough income. So I can pay them top dollar.
Yeah, and you know what, Ernest, too, by the way, so let's take your comment and your comment, right? So you've got stages of development of any business, and it goes like this, right? Every business, that's kind of what they look like, right? So stage number one is growth and development. Stage number two is sliding along laterally, I guess. But then you have two things to be concerned with. How do I manage the money and have it create more wealth? And second is, what's the exit strategy? The downside is this, and my mother knows this extremely well, there is no exit strategy from these businesses. You know that, right? These businesses aren't worth any money. You know that, right? Everybody go like this. Okay, I can be wrong. I freely admit if you can prove me wrong, I'm happy about that. But a product is only worth what somebody's willing to pay for it, right? And the problem with a personality-driven single location is that when the personality goes away, so does the business. So think about, Joe's Pub, my mother. Right? Think about Joe's Pub. When Joe dies, so does Joe's Pub, right? When Joe retires, everybody like stops going there because they don't get to see Joe anymore, you know? So what Ernest is saying, I think, is something extremely valuable. It's really, really useful in the environment that Master Oliver's creating with the franchise locations, is because the whole structure of the systemic processes that anchor the student into the organization, not the student into the local instructor, is vital. Does that make sense? Right? So there is the only exit strategy in these things, or maybe you can sell it to a student and get lucky and get paid for a few months, right? But how many of your students can write you a check for $1 million? Maybe a few, but not a lot, right? So the real question is, how do you have that succession plan and that scalability with systems rather than personality, right? So good. Useful earnings for at every stage. So good. Penny?
Hi, everybody. My name is Penny Patassi, and I have several schools around the country. 5 years ago, I retired from the military and started the program. Commercial. Since then, we have opened, we had six locations. Eric's just added two this last month. So we went to Colorado Springs from one location to three locations in about 2 months. And I've been with NATMO. When I decided I wanted to go commercial, I knew I didn't know anything about business. So I went to NATMO, started with Peak Performers, I came up through the inner circle, I thank Steve and Toby for everything they've contributed to my success. And so I'm here this week to keep learning because there's always something more to learn. What was the quote you had up there?
Green, you're growing.
You're growing or you're rotting, right? If you're ripe, you're rot. If you're green, you're growing. You always need to grow, so that's what we're here for. We're going to keep tweaking our systems and keep making things better for our studio owners, our staff members, and our students.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, I think the interesting thing, too, I don't want to keep stopping, but the interesting thing at scale, which I really get excited about, I know Master Oliver is too, but the thing that I really get excited about at scale is a little turn of the dial, a little tweak in one percentage. I mean, we had a little bit of this argument last night, but a little bit impassioned, but, you know, warm lead to intro conversion ratio, if I'm in the 40 or 50% range, at scale, 2% is a $1 million tweak, right? Eric, where's Eric? Eric. Right? You know, his deal is if he gets his upgrade process working, a 1% tweak is a $1 million change. You know what I mean? That's exciting stuff, right? I know it doesn't feel that way when you're at 150 students and you're doing $25,000 a month. A little tweak is only a few hundred dollars, right? But trust me, you stack those tweaks up, right? But that's at scale, I think that's a lot of people have that opportunity. It's pretty exciting.
My name is Eric Davis. I run the 3G school in Colorado Springs. And obviously the new program's just started up. I run a 4,200 square foot building. I'm looking for, in this meeting specifically, to direct my marketing. I can get a lot of students, but I'm tired of certain students feeding off
the right ones.
Evaluation,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Taking off. So I'm looking at more getting specified into direct marketing, getting right into the people that I want, my demographic. So.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, geez. He's like our favorite guy. We like him all the time.
My name is Sean Harvey. I'm on a jiu-jitsu program in Bermuda. So I flew over out here to Colorado. What is it? Colorado.
Beautiful. We're just glad you showed up.
Yeah. Gave me to that golden name. It was pretty awesome. I started out as a Max Impact member. Then went into Peak Performer. In a circle, growing my business really well, partnering with schools in the U.S., so we're growing here. I'm here to learn more stuff, things I missed before. A lot of times we feel that we know it all, and then you hear something and it tweaks at 1%. You know, we did our blogging, now we're number one all across the board. We find out about what keywords are.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all the same. I just find it's all the same, you know. And I think that it's time.
You've heard it 100 times. It's just the once when it clicks. It's it's exactly.
But yeah, we're looking to get the school to $1 million. We want to join the $1 million club up here, and we're just looking to change the world. You know, change my island. And I appreciate Master Oliver. Appreciate Master Toby Milroy. You guys really want to learn how to become independent people. The alphas in your life, then you really need to pay attention to people, and pennies being used from here. So, guys, it's an opportunity.
Yeah, and Sean always kind of short circuits himself a little bit too. But Sean's accomplished, you know, really what, you know, again, it's kind of one of those deals where you know. It takes a while to beat it into somebody's head, but once it does, Sean's accomplished basically like a real high level women's cardio kickboxing program. So he's done what we need to get Eric to do, which is layer on the mid-level coaching process, right? The mid-level upgrade process. So he's deriving more revenue from a cardio kickboxing program than most people do in their traditional programs, right? So, you know, what's the current structure? Like 297, 497? What's your current structure?
Yeah,
I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I had a lady. I train one of my students now as a program director. She signed up. We did high end is 497.
497. Okay.
We go from 47 straight to 297 basic program, and people move and straight up to
497. Yeah. So again, did you get that? So it's just like a traditional martial arts program, but he's doing women's cardio kickboxing at 297 for the boot camp experience, moving into 497 leadership, basically, right? He calls it 360 fit, which is, you know, it's the leadership program wrapped around what the average professional woman wants to accomplish with family, time, career, finance.
He's only got a population of 30,000.
Yeah, he's on an island this big. You know, I mean, you think Dubuque is small. I mean, it's small, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, fortunately, there's some money there, but it's good. Anyway, number next.
Hello, my name is Brock Aldor. I'm not Brock. The owner, but I run one of our second locations. I'm their right hand man to the owner. I'm basically starting from scratch for myself. Know how to teach very well, relate to people very well, charismatic. So, I have that part down. I just want to really learn the marketing. I know there's a lot of growth, potential for growth in both schools that we have. So here to just learn as much as possible, absorb any and everything that I can get. I'll try anything. Get it going, and if I follow my face, then try something new. So,
where is your school?
Williamsburg, Virginia. Yes. So off the peninsula, we have two locations that are about 15 minutes within each other, but two very different kind of demographic areas, actually. So anything that I can get to help out.
Good. Good. Number next.
My name is Craig Haley. We're the two assholes we were talking about.
You weren't supposed to tell everybody. The whole it's like a scavenger hunt. The whole idea is they don't know until they have lunch with you, and then.
I thought it was. No, I'm Craig Haley. I'm here with my partner Casey Lavalley. Obviously, going through a huge rebranding, revision, and we're here to strengthen our systems, our front end. We're here with some great friends, and we're here to set the world on fire.
Beautiful.
Tim Barshaw, New Hampshire, number two.
You didn't claim number one?
Two's a bigger number than one, so...
But I'm just here to sharpen up my marketing and increase my food value.
Good. Craig said something, just to, to digress for 10 seconds again. But Craig said something I think, is interesting. Wants to set the world on fire, right? Well, I'm pretty selfish, right? Who the hell wants to work with somebody who just wants an extra $1,000 a month? I mean, that's just boring, But if you want to set the world on fire, see, that's fun, I mean, this whole business is people would kill to be in the business that they love to do. You know what I mean? I mean, we have such an advantage. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of the people that we work with at the lower level in NETMA, their vision extends about this far, right? They think the only thing that's possible is I'm doing $5,000 a month now. God, if I could just do $5,500. Holy Christ. You know what I mean? But I mean, that's just, what happens if you set your goal for $5,500, you make it a $5,200, right? So screw that. Let's make it $150. And if we miss it by 50, that's okay, You know what I'm saying? So I think Craig, whether he meant to or not, I think that that's certainly the environment that most of us fit in, right? None of us want to go back and work twice as hard to have a 5% improvement. I'd rather work twice as hard and have 100% improvement. And then I'm excited, right? Go ahead, guys.
I'm Devin Arkfeld. I'm 18. I started being in construction when I was 17, so just a year, and I've learned a lot about instructing how market stuff goes, but I still know nothing. So I just want to learn everything.
That's a good way to start.
Yeah.
And you guys are from where? Which school are you guys from?
Oh, yeah.
Thornton? Westminster. Okay, Westminster.
I'm Tony Contreras. I'm one of the other instructors at the Westminster School. Same thing. We've learned a lot, but don't know anything.
Westminster 2? Westminster as well? Okay.
Just before we move on, I've got Kat and two other gentlemen's names.
What was your name?
Your name?
First name?
Tony?
Tony.
Yes, Devin.
Good name.
Devin?
D-E-V-I-N.
That's pretty close. Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
I'm Eric Williams. Stop.
too many balls in the air. So we've been trying to focus on our schools right now. And I'm with these guys. I know absolutely nothing. And so I'm just I'm most interested in we'll work on the process of Mr. Smith is that Master Smith is an expert on. So
reels, yeah.
That's what we're about this weekend is the Slack training that had us move up students so high level commitment.
Yeah, so real quick again, don't shortchange yourself.
Just write this down.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Think about it later.
Yeah. That's, yeah, I was kind of going there. But, don't shortchange yourself. So how many active at the main school?
So we have 597 active.
597, mostly adults.
Yeah, 85% adult.
Right.
And we have about 210 at the other location.
Right. Yeah, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu operated kind of like a traditional karate program. Muay Thai is kind of like a secondary thing without really an ascension model, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. So, exactly. So the core fundamental for everybody to kind of focus on there is, so you guys are, what revenue, 800-something thousand, 1 point?
Yeah, this year we should do a little over 900 at the main location.
Okay. So, yeah. Well, that's the thing. So, yeah, so a tick under a million with about $1 million laying on the table, because Eric has what's your degree again?
I have an economics and psychology.
Yeah, and he's like exactly the right guy to run two things. In my estimation, it's this. There's two big areas of opportunity. Number one is with 600 active training adults, 250 of them would love to pay you twice as much for a cooler thing, but then of that, probably 50 or 75 of them would love to pay you a couple grand a month to do like your high level, be a successful guy deal, right? So I mean, there's probably $1.5 million or $2 million sitting on the table that we just have to like push you over the cliff to just go pick up, you know? But I mean, does everybody see the scale of that opportunity, right? I mean, there's a huge scale of opportunity. Okay, number next, sorry. We're gonna try to beat on you every chance we get, but.
Mago, M-A-G-O. Also not too far away. We run the Colorado Academy of Music and Dance, and I also run a Brazilian capoeira program there. There's kind of our goals this weekend. I think we're looking at changing our marketing a little bit to get the right kind of people in the door. We need a few people in the door. We just want to make sure that we're pre-qualifying a little bit better. The other thing that we're focusing on is we want to stick a leadership program, an upgraded program on top of our dance program.
Yep. Yeah.
So the capoeira program being implemented, we get that running, and we want to do that dance starting in September.
And you do the same thing with capoeira. And by the way, we've done this lots and lots and lots of times. I've done all sorts of work with Frank Saline on dance, cheer, gymnastics, swim, and every one of them you can do exactly the same process, right? It's exactly the same. There's no difference. And
using the same manuals and everything.
There's no difference. I mean, the deliverable that somebody buys, the physical part of it is like 10% of the decision, right? So the physical deliverable in the upgrade program is only 10% of your concern. The rest of it is all not physical. So, yeah, you're exactly right. A lot of opportunity there, Marco. A lot of opportunity. Good. Last couple.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Joe Hunsinger from Northeast Pennsylvania. I run two small forest studios in Mountaintop and Woodstar area. Lead master of Bob in that area. Okay. I've been with Matt off and on from way back, Rob Talasanti, and his boss as well. In those days, hanging on, and Max Minkbackman for quite a long time. Pretty much hanging on, getting all the information in the mail, not doing anything with that information other than minor. Just hooked up last November with Peak Performers, and you guys kicked me in the butt, and basically I want to learn everything possible, everything, anything and everything possible you can teach me. And I'm implementing radically, constantly training and retraining staff, and I have different staffs at every meeting. We're doing our best to attack it so much that I think I'm going to blow their heads apart. But in a very positive way, everybody's getting very good results. Not on a much smaller scale, but we are growing fast and appreciative to say the least. Happy to do all of you today.
It's a common problem, right? I mean, everybody in the room who has staff members who are like part of the team, really they should probably be here, but the other part is that my description is always like this. All of us at some level perform like a Ferrari, right? We can make pretty sharp turns. We can be going one direction for a long time, have the entrepreneurial spark, shift directions and go the other direction just as fast as we were going the first, right? Your staff aren't that, right? They ain't you, right? So the problem is they operate like a cruise ship. And you've got to set the course for them and make course corrections over time so that they can now, right? Now you can compress that, but it takes a lot of skill. You know, it takes a lot of leadership ability and a lot of skill and a lot of like managing their state and managing their behavior, teaching them how to manage their own state, right? How, you know, here would be the question you would want to ask in that type of a transition. Are you empowering your team to manage their state in such a manner that they can replace overwhelm with excitement? Because you're going to overwhelm them, right? I mean, that's a certainty. So have you taught them the skill to be able to replace those two things? You know, neuro-linguistic programming, neuro-associative conditioning, whatever it is, right? But if you haven't done that, well, no wonder they're irritated and stressed out and passively resist and dig their heels in and, right? You know, that's why. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they aren't you. You can't fix that. So manage it, you know? That's it.
This is my son, Chris Hunsinger. He and I, of course, run our studio together. One of my black belt agents, he's the one implementing online marketing and hopefully opening a private studio himself one day.
We're doing about a half a day on internet. We're doing about half a day on internet today. So, good, good, good. Okay, good, guys. Well, thanks so much for your time. Let's do a tape change and start off. You don't want to do a break?
No.
No, okay, good. Yeah, we're good. So, this
No breaks.